This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Paul closes his discussion about unexpected tragedies or tests in the same way he closed his discussion on death. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18, it says, "Therefore, encourage each other with these words." In chapter 5, verse 11, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." The King James Version puts it, "Comfort each other." God's promises to His children are a comfort in times of fear, loss, and uncertainty, but they should also be an encouragement to make the most of those times of testing. The only way to do this is by being prepared. That's probably why Paul added in chapter 5, verse 11, the injunction to build each other up. He recognizes and affirms that they were already doing this, but we're never so well prepared that there's no room for additional building up. Maintaining what you've already achieved is not easy. We need to help each other by checking on each other. If we see deterioration, we need to encourage each other to get back on track. If we sense frustration, we need to encourage and help in building each other up. That's what Paul meant in verse 6, be alert and self-controlled. He amplified this in verse 8, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. We need each other if we're going to succeed in this matter of being prepared. So do a reality check, or better yet, do a reality check on each other.